as the economic crisis gets more and more serious, then the government, the media and extremist groups like we have on the other side of the monument are going to try and cause hatred, cause division and blame the problems on immigration. That's why we have on our banner, which we can see here today, unemployment and inflation are not caused by immigration. We say rubbish, come off it. The enemy is profit. The enemy is that chair of Northern Rock who gets a salary of £700,000 a year. On top of that, he gets bonuses of over £4 million a year. Whereas on this march, we've got people made redundant from Northern Rock. We've got people who are unemployed on this march. We've got white people, black people, working people, and that's what we're here to say today. We're here to defend the rights of all working people, whether they are born in Britain or whether they're born on the other side. So now I'd like to invite you to take part in this street meeting. Now is the time to stand up against racism. Believe me, Nazism in Germany didn't arise in one day. It didn't arise in one day. And fascism is not just represented by people like that waving Union Jacks around. Fascism
is equally served by the increasing number of CCTV cameras on our streets, the increasing number of working class young people being stopped and searched by the police. Fascism is the fact that a new Tea Party member has spent the last 2 years in an immigration prison. What was her crime? She was seeking asylum. She was fleeing persecution. A very important woman called Claudia Jones, who set up the Notting Hill Carnival, was imprisoned in the United States for fighting against racism and for being a communist. And when she was in prison, she made it clear that her imprisonment had nothing to do with just communists or just black activists, and it had to do with the rights of everybody, because there are more working people around the world than there are rich people. There are more children starving and dying of preventable diseases than there are people shopping in expensive shops, having their money in offshore bank accounts, and believing the world dry. And the ruling class knows this, and they know that in order to maintain control, in order to increase their profit, they have to divide us. They have to divide you from an asylum seeker, an asylum seeker from a refugee, a black British person to an economic immigrant, an economic immigrant from an asylum seeker. A working class person in prison because they haven't paid their taxes to an asylum seeker. In September, another 52 Iraqi Kurds were deported to Iraq, and this is supposed to be a safe country. So I say to you today that we cannot fight racism without being anti-racist internationally. We cannot defend the rights of black people in Britain without defending the rights of black people all over the world. Iraqi refugees, and yet continue to support a government that is occupying that refugee's country, who is taking oil and resources and killing his brothers and sisters to the monument from the National Front. They are dangerous. They will try and cause you harm. They are not the only racists, and we mustn't get diverted by them. If we stand here today and fight those people,